Welcome to the Dr. Hotze Report at the intersection of medicine and politics. Your host is Dr. Stephen Hotze, founder and CEO of Hotze Health and Wellness Center in Houston, Texas. Dr. Hotze is a graduate of the University of Texas Medical School in Houston and has overseen the treatment of 45,000 patients. He has been a leader in the wellness revolution since 1989. Dr. Hotze has hosted over 1,400 of his own radio programs and appeared on hundreds of other radio and TV programs across America. He's a renowned author, speaker, and conservative Christian patriot leader. Now, here's Dr. Hotze and the Dr. Hotze Report.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze, and welcome to the Dr. Hotze Report. Today, I have as my guest a very distinguished leader in the conservative movement in Texas and in the Republican Party, and that's Attorney Jared Woodfield out of Houston. Jared has been a longtime political ally of mine, strong conservative leader. He headed up the Republican Party of Harris County from 2002 through 2014, and the Harris County Republican Party, and he was a strong leader for conservative values, and we controlled the county under his leadership. Overall, it was a tremendous run. And so Jared works very close with me on these political issues that our city, county, and state are facing. He's helped me fight election integrity. He's helped me fight against the illegal tyrannical mandates that the government put down on the COVID-19 masking and shots, injections. So he's been a strong ally on that. He's right now a lead attorney in our challenge, by several candidates to the elections that were held in Harris County last November, challenging their veracity and trying to get them overturned. But I wanted to bring on Jared today to visit with us about what's going on in the Texas legislature. By the way, we had overall a good run at the legislature. We got some good bills passed, and we'll talk about that at another time. But right at the end of the legislative session, I'm talking about on the 25th and 26th, out of the blue, the House formed a committee to investigate Attorney General Ken Paxton. And within 2 days, they had their outside investigators, which nobody knew about, had been working on this probably since way back the turn of last year to try to get rid of Ken Paxton. And this committee, made up of three Republicans and two Democrats, on that was, of course, Charlie Guerin, who is a strong rhino that's been around for years out of the Fort Worth area. He led this attack on Paxton, and he was a Strauss lieutenant when Strauss was in the party, and he's a lieutenant for Speaker Phelan. So they came out and they passed an impeachment, which means they made some charges against Paxton, old worn out charges. And so Jared, as an attorney, has evaluated this, and I wanted Jared Woodfield to give us his explanation, his insight, his legal advice and counsel as to what's going on and why it's going on. This is going to be a lively discussion. Before we do that, I want to cut to a video that we just released today. CRTX News released this, and I wanted you to see it.
The chair directs the Committee on General Investigating to prepare any further resolution required by the adoption of H.R. 2377.
Tonight, Ken Paxton is officially suspended from serving as Texas Attorney General.
Historic House vote in Austin that impeached Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
And now we are waiting to hear when the Senate will hold its trial.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze, president of Conservative Republicans of Texas News. Guess who's happy about Attorney General Paxton's impeachment? Big Pharma, that lies about the dangers of the COVID shot. Big Tech, that censors conservatives on social media. The Mexican drug cartel, that brings deadly fentanyl to Texas. Clinics that perform sex mutilation surgery on children. Drag queens, who groom children in public schools and libraries. politicians who rig elections, the Biden administration that's flooding Texas with illegal immigrants, pedophiles who sex traffic children, and the rhinos and communist Democrats who've been bought off by the lobbyists. General Paxton has fought these powerful evil forces in court. No wonder they want to get rid of him. The Texas Senate should hold trial immediately and dismiss the impeachment so General Paxton can get back to work protecting Texans.
Go to the website standwithpaxton.com. Your state senator will be listed. Call and leave a message for your senator to vote to acquit Attorney General Ken Paxton. That's standwithpaxton.com.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hochi. Welcome back to the Dr. Hochi Report. I'm here with Jared Woodfield, an attorney, from Houston, Texas, longtime conservative leader in the Republican Party, former chairman of the Harris County Republican Party for 12 years or 14 years, Jared? 12 years. The youngest and the longest serving chairman in the history of the Harris County Republican Party. And he cleaned the house there. We had a great, strong conservative party. There were some rhinos, though, who in 2014 decided they didn't like him because he was standing up for Christian conservative values, standing against the radical homosexual movement and And they didn't like that. The fact that he was, he didn't want the city of Houston taxpayers to have to pay for live-in sex partners, whether they were homosexual or not. He just said that was wrong. And several people sued on that. He took the case all the way to the Texas Supreme Court. And I think we have that case going now to the U.S. Supreme Court, don't we, Jared?
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to Paxton. Tell me your insight into this. With your political wisdom and knowledge and experience and expertise, explain to us what's going on here.
Sure. Well, let's just put it all in perspective, first of all. Remember, this is an attorney general who has been elected by the people of the state of Texas, not once, not twice, but three times. In fact, he was most recently elected just last November. So we're only talking a few months ago where over 4.4 million people in the state of Texas said, we want General Paxton to serve a third term. And he defeated the Democrat by 10 percentage points. Now, I think to understand and appreciate what's happened.
Hey, sir, let me interrupt
sure.
you. Before that, the Republicans ran people against him. They ran Louie Gohmert in the primary and George P. Bush. And they
That's
were doing
right.
everything they could to get rid of him. I'm talking about Texans for Lawsuit Reform, a very liberal group run by Dick Weekly. And the Bush people all wanted to get rid of him. All the rhinos wanted to get rid of him because he stood up for conservative values and taken to task all these liberal woke organizations, including the Biden administration. So they wanted to get rid of him. And in the primary, he ended up getting in a runoff with George Bush. And you think with the Bush name, that would carry a lot of clout in Texas. But Ken Paxton, in his third, this is his third third time to be reelected, beat George P. Bush Jr. 68-32%. That should have been a huge, strong message, the popularity and how much Texans appreciate General Paxton for his strong conservative values. I wanted to point that out, that he didn't just win the general election 10 points. He won the Republican primary by 36 points.
Yeah, and that's why to understand what happened in the Texas House recently, you have to appreciate what happened going all the way back to that primary. So yes, Dick Weekly, TLR, had their heavily recruited candidate and a former Supreme Court Justice, Eva Guzman. They then backed George P. Bush in the runoff. Every single step of the way, the Dave Vilans, the TLRs of this world were not successful in defeating Ken Paxton at the ballot box. So what they weren't able to achieve at the ballot box, they've now tried to do through a bogus, what I believe illegal, impeachment process that voters across this state and across this country, and the individual who sees this should just be outraged. Because if it can happen to General Paxton, it can happen to anyone. But what makes this so sad is it's coming from Republicans. So in Texas, we have a Republican majority in the state house. And in order to move forward with it, it's a lot like what you see at the U.S. level. Impeachment occurs in the House, simply like an indictment. And then if you are impeached, it moves over to the Senate where there is a trial. And so...
Right there. Please explain to our audience the difference between an impeachment proceeding, both in the House and in the Senate, as opposed to a criminal proceeding in a judicial court of law or a civil proceeding in a civil court of law. Tell us the difference in that.
Well, there's a big difference. I mean, in an impeachment proceeding in the House, there are no rules. There are no standards. It's basically do what you want to do, effectively a free-for-all. If this were a court of law, on the civil side, which is the lowest burden of proof to move forward, there's something called by a preponderance of the evidence. So if this was a civil court, they would have to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that Ken Paxton should be impeached. Preponderance of evidence simply means more likely than not. All right, they don't even have that standard here. So to even talk about a criminal standard, it doesn't even apply in terms of what the Texas House did here. But here's what's even worse. There was no due process. I think every American can appreciate the fact that if you're going to try to remove someone from office, that if you're going to try to undo the will of 4.4 million Texans, if you're going to try to take out a statewide elected holder, office holder who's been elected three times, you should have at least some pretense or semblance of due process. And let's
you mean to our listeners about due process?
It's a lot.
When you say that he wasn't given due process, what does that mean?
Due process means an opportunity to be heard. So this goes back to what you said earlier. So in Texas, we have a session. We meet every other year. It lasts a few months. And a few days before sine die, or the end of the session, out of the blue, there's this report that comes from this secret committee where they had allegedly been investigating General Paxton. Did they tell General Paxton about it? No. Did they tell the Republican body about it? No. Did they even tell the Democrats about it? No. It was a very small group of Republicans and Democrats that were hand-selected by Dade Phelan, the Speaker of the House, who has been at odds with General Paxton for many, many years, well before his time that he was even elected. And so you're given this report, the report that they provided. There were no witnesses who were deposed, testimony that was taken under oath. It was simply a report from a group of investigators who said, here's what we found. And based on what we found, we believe that you should impeach. It's shocking to me that anybody would say, oh, this is a report. It's okay. We don't need to question it. We don't need to go into the details. We don't need to interview and talk to the witnesses who weren't under oath. We don't need to actually hear from General Paxton to see what his side of the story is. I mean, there was absolutely no due process, no opportunity to be heard. And so it looks to me like the fix was already in well before
it was in.
Presented. Yeah, before it was even presented.
This was a kangaroo committee. You think of kangaroo courts. It wasn't a court even. It's a kangaroo committee. They had already, it was a hatchet job. They wanted to get rid of Paxton, and they wanted to smear his name with the idea that he's been impeached. And, you know, you're growing up, you think somebody's been impeached. They're doing the same thing to Ken Paxton that the rhinos and Democrats are doing to Donald Trump.
Absolutely. The
same exact thing. They don't want him in office because he's calling them out. He's working, Trump is, and for sure Paxton, and I know you and I both know Ken well, and we've known him for 20 or 30 years, ever since he was elected as state representative back in the early 2000s or late 1990s, we've known him.
That's right.
We've known him as a state senator. We've known him as attorney general, and we know what an outstanding conservative leader he's been and how he has really pulled together the grassroots of our party to help us take strong stands on numerous issues. And I want to talk about that in just a minute.
Going back into what you were saying, I mean, he's been described by Donald Trump as the most effective attorney general in the country. In the country by President Trump. And so a lot of folks look at this situation and say,
and Ted Cruz came out after this impeachment occurred. Ted Cruz came out and said, I support Ken Paxton. Donald Trump came out and said, I support Paxton. I'm hacked off about this. Paxton is the most effective Republican attorney general in the country. And so why would a group of so-called Republicans, we know them as rhinos, right, Republicans in name only, these are woke politicians that have sold out themselves for one thing. When something seems inexplicable, Jared, you know what happens in politics when something's totally, you can't understand why people would do what they do. Why would a bunch of Republicans in the House decide to vote for impeachment? By the way, it only took a majority, although there was a hefty number of Republicans. All the Democrats, of course, voted against him. But there were only 23 or 25 or 28 Republicans that voted against the impeachment process. So that tells you a lot. When something seems inexplicable, what's the first thing you think about? What's
Follow the money.
You
just made a great point, because a lot of people ask me, so why did so many Republicans vote to impeach General Paxton? Well, let's go look behind those Republicans. Let's go look at the numbers. So first of all, you have Dade Phelan. He is the Speaker of the House of the State of Texas. He's leading the charge. And you go look at where he puts his money, where he makes his appointment. In Texas, the Speaker of the House has a lot of power. He decides what committees you serve upon and effectively what your role is and how effective you can ultimately be in the Texas House. He also raises a whole lot of money. And if you look at the folks that voted against General Paxton, voted for his impeachment, they received a lot of money from Dade Phelan. Lots and lots of money. Then let's look at the second group. that has an interest in getting rid of Ken Paxton. The individuals like Dick Weekly and TLR that supported Ken Paxton's opponents in the primary, they have donated, in one case, over $1 million to one of the individuals that had voted against General Paxton or voted for impeachment. So you've got Dave Phelan and his war chest. You've got the TLR and supporters of George P. Bush and Eva Guzman, their war chests, all working to fund the people that are voting on the impeachment process. So not too surprisingly, the money did dictate the vote. But the only thing that I think can help can potentially overcome the large amounts of money are these individuals' desire to remain in office. And if the voters, the people that will actually work to elect them again, continue to contact these state reps, end up contacting state senators and say, if you vote for this or against General Paxton, we're taking you out. The only thing more important to those elected officials than the campaign contributions or the money they're getting from Phelan and others is that they maintain their office. And so that's why it's so important that the people of this state speak to this particular issue. I don't think I can hear you, Dr. Hotze. I think you may be muted. So while you're muting, I'll talk a little. There we go. How's that? No, I can't. Well, while you're working that, let me tell you a little bit about the process. So after now that we go to the state Senate, is the group or the body that will actually try the impeachment. That's effectively the jury, if you will. At this point in time, you have a group of senators that have been appointed by Lieutenant Governor Patrick, who are actually crafting the rules that will govern the trial. So we don't know what those rules will look like, but we do know that one of the people that is the head person, Senator Joan Huffman from Senate District 17, who is leading the crafting of the rules, is someone who is adamantly opposed to General Paxton. So that leads me to believe that he may not get the fair trial that we all hope that he will get. But this is a political trial. This isn't a court of law. This is a political process. And so I think a lot of these senators have either made up their mind one way or another, and there will ultimately be a few group of individuals who will make the decision as to whether or not General Paxton continues to serve. And those particular...
This is an important point that Jared makes, folks. This is a political trial. It is not a civil trial. It's not a criminal trial. There is language in the Constitution about impeachment, but it doesn't talk about the senators being jurors. In a civil trial or a criminal trial, none of those, and you had voir dire, you know what that is. If you've ever served on a jury, you knew there were a lot of people asked to come to the courthouse, and then they ask you questions, and each side got to determine, they got to strike people they didn't want on the jury, because they were already conflicted or biased. Well, all these politicians are biased one way or another, either for or against Paxton. So this is not a fair trial. This is a political trial. And the only thing they're going to understand, I'm talking about the senators, there's two things they understand, money and votes. And if me as solid Republican conservatives, happening to work within the Republican Party, if we will contact our senators. And by the way, I sent out an email to 300,000 Republican primary voters in those 19 senatorial districts today, showing them how to go to standwithpaxton.com. Maybe we can have our producer put that on, standwithpaxton.com. You can go there, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see the name of the 19 Republican senators. You call your senator and get your friends to call them and say, acquit, we support Ken Paxton, acquit him, or else we're going to find somebody to run against you. And I'm committed for anybody, these are House members and Senate members, that have gone against Paxton and sold out just because they were given money by Dade Phelan, and by the way, Dade Phelan gave literally millions of dollars to to state representatives when they ran for office. Well, who do you think they're beholden to? They're beholden to Phelan. And TLR gave hundreds and thousands, millions of dollars to Republican senators and to House and state representatives. They're calling the shot. They hate Paxton because he's strong on conservative values, social values, and the leader, Dick Weekly, supports the LGBTQ movement, and he is also pro-abortion. And he's the one that worked to get rid of Jared. He is no friend of ours. TLR is no friend of ours. They've always supported liberal, Republican, or Democrat candidates. They always have done that. I fought them for years. So I want to encourage you. They own these politicians because of their donations. But we own them with our votes. And you need to let them know that you're not going to support them if they run again, when they run again, if they vote against Paxton. You need to say, I want you to support Paxton because Paxton has stood for our values. And we're going to talk about that. When we'll come back, we'll talk about the issues that he stood for, and we'll talk about his various lawsuits. Anyway, back to you, Jared, on this so-called trial, which is not really a trial. It's a hearing. It's like a large committee hearing that they're going to vote on. It's a political event. It's not a trial. Even though they want to call it a trial, they want to call themselves jurors because they don't want you to be able to contact them. And they say, well, we can't talk to anybody because we're jurors, and that would be inappropriate. Well, they've been listening to the Democrats and to the rhinos ever since this impeachment process started. They've listened to the news, but they don't want to let Paxton give his side of the story. And they're going to wait until they go through this process, this hearing, which is going to occur sometime between now and October 28th. And they're going to conduct it as if it were a trial. There'll be witnesses and all that. But it's not. It's a political proceeding. And we have got to show our muscle and say, guys, we are standing with Paxton, and we want you to stand with him. I don't think I could be any stronger than that.
Well, and let me add something to what you just said. And the one group of people they're not listening to are the voters. I mean, it was only a few months ago that the voters overwhelmingly reelected Ken Paxton. Everything they are bringing up has been paraded in front of the voters time and time again. And after hearing it all, they still overwhelmingly elected Ken Paxton by 10 points. So there's a group of individuals who don't respect or appreciate the will of the voters. They want to disenfranchise those voters who supported Ken Paxton and say, we're smarter than you. We know better than you. And so we, a very small body in the House and the Senate, are going to undo what you did at the ballot box. That should infuriate Texans and folks from all across this country. Any senator who may be listening to this right now or later should understand and appreciate is that you are disenfranchising 4.4 million voters. You are doing everything you can to make sure our vote doesn't count and our vote doesn't matter. And it's as if they're tearing up the state constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and throwing it away and say, we don't care about the voters. All we care about is our agenda and the people supporting us financially.
Now, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the bogus reasons they are trying to remove Paxton from office. We know the real reasons is they want the power and control of the Attorney General's office because of who he's been out fighting. And we're going to talk about all the different groups, all the different companies, all the different organizations and various political groups that are doing everything they can to get rid of Paxton because he stands in their way of a complete takeover of our government by the woke rhinos and by the Democrats. We'll be talking about that when we come back after this break. Thank you for joining us today on the Dr. Hotze Report.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At HealthRangerStore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
The chair directs the Committee on General Investigating to prepare any further resolution required by the adoption of H.R. 2377.
Tonight, Ken Paxton is officially suspended from serving as Texas Attorney General.
Historic House vote in Austin that impeached Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
And now we are waiting to hear when the Senate will hold its trial.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze, president of Conservative Republicans of Texas News. Guess who's happy about Attorney General Paxton's impeachment? Big Pharma, that lies about the dangers of the COVID shot. Big Tech, that censors conservatives on social media. The Mexican drug cartel, that brings deadly fentanyl to Texas. Clinics that perform sex mutilation surgery on children. Drag queens, who groom children in public schools and libraries. Politicians, who rig elections. The Biden administration, that's flooding Texas with illegal immigrants, pedophiles who sex traffic children, and the rhinos and communist Democrats who've been bought off by the lobbyists. General Paxton has fought these powerful evil forces in court. No wonder they want to get rid of him. The Texas Senate should hold trial immediately and dismiss the impeachment so General Paxton can get back to work protecting Texans.
Go to the website standwithpaxton.com. Your state senator will be listed. Call and leave a message for your senator to vote to acquit Attorney General Ken Paxton. That's standwithpaxton.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Hotze Report. Of course, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze with my guest, my longtime friend, political ally, great conservative leader within the Republican Party, former chairman of the Harris County Republican Party, Attorney Jared Woodfield. Listen, that video that you just saw, you can get that video on Stand With Paxton, standwithpaxton.com. You need to take that standwithpaxton.com, that link, send that link to your entire, all your lists, to all your friends, because on it, at the bottom of the of that website, is all the list of the 19 Republican senators who will be voting either to acquit or to convict him of his impeachment charges in the Texas State Senate. And I want you to call them and send this to your friends. And you need to call them every day from now through the end of when they finally acquit Paxton. We need Paxton back to work protecting Texans. So, Jared, we were talking about, at the break, you and I were both talking about the various leaders within the Republican, who are titular heads in the Republican Party. I'm talking about the Dade Phelans, and I'm going to talk about Greg Abbott, too. I haven't heard a word from Abbott in support of Paxton, and you and I know from the inside that for the last at least 2 to 4 years, Abbott has done everything he can to get rid of Paxton. He wants to appoint his own attorney general. By the way, Abbott was an attorney general before he got elected governor. And I believe this, the reason they're trying to stop Paxton is they know that he has got the woo. He's got the charisma. He's got the values. He's got the ability to articulate and communicate our conservative values to the voters that he can be nominated for governor and win the governorship. And so it's going to be between, and you know, another thing too, I haven't heard our lieutenant governor say anything about this. And he could have said this early on. I support Paxton. Even before, you know, before they had the impeachment, you know, that week, he could have said, I'm supporting, he should have got word out to him, but he didn't. And it may be, and I'm just theorizing or conjecturing, Dan wants to run for governor. And you know, if Paxton happens to get knocked off, well, you know, that's tough luck. And Paxton has been an ally of Dan Patrick and vice versa. Phelan and Abbott are not allies of Dan Patrick. So what they've done to Paxton, they can turn around and do the same thing to Patrick, drum up charges. So let's talk about why, if Paxton has not been convicted of any crime, by the way, folks, and I'll let Jared explain this to you, he got indicted by a state court in Collin County for something to have to do with securities, some kind of security violation. And that was in 2015. And that came right on the heels of his victory. Byron Cook, who was a former state representative, who was a close ally of Charlie Guerin and of former Speaker Strauss, they wanted to go after Ken Paxton, and they didn't want him to be attorney general. When he got elected attorney general, they knew they were in trouble, so they were going to have to get him. So explain what happened on this security issue.
Sure. Well, that goes all the way back to 2015. I think the allegations was he assisted in trading a small amount of securities without a license. He signed a settlement agreement on the civil side. I think there was a $1,000 fine attached to it. So for most people who weren't as high profile as Ken Paxton, that would have been the end of it. Well, they moved forward, some grand jury, you know, they say you can indict a ham sandwich, indicted him on it. And it's been sitting there since 2015. We've gone through two major election cycles where Ken Paxton was reelected each time, with all that being in front of the public. So obviously, the people of the state of Texas see through it just like we see through it. It's a politically motivated prosecution. But what, you know, we talk about the 19 other things that they attempted.
Let's talk about this. He was indicted for some security violation. First, it was in civil court. He paid a fine. Normally, that would have been it. Yes. But his political opponents decided to turn it into a criminal offense. And there's so many laws on the books that they pulled together a grand jury. And a grand jury is not drawn randomly, folks. A judge is picked. A judge can call a grand jury. So they got one of his opponents in Collin County, one of the judges, to call a grand jury of his friends, not of Paxton's friends, but of the judge's friends. And they go, we're going to indict Ken Paxton on this. They go in and they indict him. As it said, a grand jury, an indictment doesn't mean you're guilty. It just means you're charged with something. Okay, so they charge him. You'd have a trial, wouldn't you? 8 years later and there's no trial? What does that tell you about the validity of these charges? Are the reasonableness that he could be convicted of it? Anybody that had done something, a felony, committed a felony, you're supposed to have a quick trial. You know, that's part of the, I think that's in the Constitution, isn't it?
Yeah, right to a speedy trial.
Right. Well, guess what? 8 years is not a speedy trial. That's because they don't have the goods on him. He's not guilty of what they're, and they know they'd get a verdict of innocent in that. And they don't want that. They want to hang that indictment around his neck so that every time he runs, they go like, well, you know, he was indicted for security violations. They want to put that around his neck every time he runs. But guess what? The people have seen through that. So then they concocted a bunch of other hearsay charges, against him. Nothing of which, and the FBI has investigated all these various charges, and he's never been indicted or charged with anything that they're charging him with in criminal law or in civil courts. He hadn't been charged. What does that tell you? They don't have anything on him, but they want to drum up these charges and throw them out in front of the public without giving him a chance to make a defense of himself before all this thing happened out of the blue 2 weeks ago. And now here he is, and he's got 20 charges against him. 19, one of them is for the security, and then 19 other charges. They're not criminal charges, they're political charges. He's charged politically, and impeachment is a political process. You could impeach, if you had the votes and you were strong enough, you could impeach any statewide official for anything. You can go and dig into everybody's records, and you can find something in somebody's closet. They got skeletons, and you can rattle those skeletons, and you can throw them out, and you could impeach him. Doesn't mean he's ever been charged with a criminal offense. You could do that if you want to get rid of your enemies. And it really hasn't been used much in Texas. It's only happened to one other statewide official. That was Governor Ferguson back in, I think it was 1920. And he got on the wrong side of some of the politicians, and they impeached him. The legislature impeached him. And guess what he did, Jared?
His wife became governor. He ran his wife,
and she won.
She did.
Back in the 20s.
Ferguson.
Mm-hmm. Me for Ma. That was the slogan. Me for Ma. And she won it. Boy, you have to know those legislatures were squirming when that happened. But anyway, so I had thought about this. If worse came to worse, Angela Paxton, we could run her for attorney general if she's a lawyer, I don't know. But Ken's going to win this thing. I'm confident of that. I believe the people of the state. The people I've talked, tell me what you hear from your friends.
Well, you know, a couple things, too, that touching on what you just hit was they haven't been able to be successful through the court system, right? They haven't been successful at the ballot box. So this is their last-ditch effort to try to take Ken Paxton out. But what I'm hearing is the people are 100% opposed to this. I have not found one Republican primary voter who says this is right, this is fair, he needs to go. Nobody has said that, not one person, because it's anything but fair. And you're talking about Governor Abbott, you're talking about Dan Patrick. They at least could have come out and said this process is fatally flawed in the House, but no one condemned that process. And I don't see how any right-minded person or fair person could say that process was anything but flawed and wrong and illegal, in my opinion. But, you know, everybody I'm talking to, you know, the senators who don't like Ken have already made up their mind. The senators who do support Ken have already made up their mind. So it's a few individuals who will ultimately make the decision as to Ken Paxton's future. And those are the individuals that we need to speak to through our voices. And, you know, we don't have to be quiet. This is, as you said, a political process. It's nothing but politics, plain and simple. And so we need to let our voices be heard through the senators. But, you know, and I don't want us to forget either. I don't want us to forget what has happened here in Texas's history. The people who have stood against Ken Paxton's, the Briscoe Canes, the Dade Phelans, and folks like that who are leading the way to undo the will of the people with 48 hours notice in the state house. We need to remember those individuals and draft primary opponents and make sure that we are successful in taking them out so this never happens again in this state.
This is what I want to encourage those of you that are listening. If your state representative voted for impeachment, consider running against him. We'd like to have a whole slate of individuals running against these rhinos. Now, by the way, the speaker holds a tremendous amount of power because he has a lot of money that comes in. He gave literally millions of dollars to their handpicked candidates. Now, we try to run people from the grassroots. We don't have the millions of dollars, but we're going to have to start raising money now. And we need to start raising up candidates now to take back our party, to take back our state from these rhinos. Because if we let them do this to Ken Paxton, I guarantee you, they're going to be as woke as Mitch Mitchell and Cornyn and the rest of the all the Republicans up there in the Senate. The only guy that had the chutzpah, the testicular fortitude to stand on this Texas leader, Republican leader, has been Ted Cruz. I will also say Sid Miller has stood with Ken Paxton.
Matt Rinaldi, the state chairman of the Republican Party.
Yeah, Matt Rinaldi has been great. He's the chairman of the Republican Party of the state of Texas. He's been great. So we got Rinaldi as a statewide chairman. We've got U.S. Senator Cruz. We've got Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. And I know there are others, and I don't want to leave anybody else off of that, but there have been others that have. Hey, Valerie Swanson stood up for Ken in the House. So did Mike Schofield.
Mike Schofield, Steve Toth.
Toth.
Like you said, there were a small group in Harris County. Dennis Paul. And a few others. I don't want to leave them out, but there were a minority. Let's just put it that way. A very few small group of individuals who did the right thing. But then we had people that, you know, you and I have supported in the past. That
we supported Briscoe Kane, who has been the most conservative. One of the most conservative state representatives. I know Briscoe well. You and I both helped get him elected initially by a mere 16 or 20 votes. And this was about, I think, two or three election cycles ago. And I like Briscoe really well, but I am very concerned about his vote. And we warned him against it, said he shouldn't do it. He had no reason to do it. I will give one person some credence. Tom Oliverson did not vote for impeachment, and he had said he was, and people contacted him and he listened and he said, nope, I'm not going to vote for impeachment, and he didn't. So we have got some good state reps out there, but the state reps that voted to impeach Paxton going to have to pay the price.
Yeah, like Briscoe Kane, he's on the board of managers that's working to prosecute Ken. You've got Mono Diablo who
he just got elected, but Mono got something like somewhere between $90,000 and $100,000 from Thielen for his election.
Oh, and let's not forget Sam Harless. He voted right.
Sam Harless voted right.
Yeah, he voted in support of Ken.
Yeah, can you hear me right now?
Absolutely, I can hear you. Can't see, but I can hear you.
Okay, because somebody's calling in. I'm on my phone, folks. I'm away from the office, so I'm not on my computer. And we just got knocked off.
Well, and that's why I think it's important that people go to your website that you created so they can find out who voted against Ken, who voted in favor of him, and then ultimately what's going to happen in the Senate. We need to make our voices be heard loud and clearly. And because the reality is we only lose if we remain silent. We only lose if we sit in our hands and let those who have different views lead the way and speak up. And that's why we lose. Unfortunately, our agenda doesn't get passed all the time, even though we have a majority, because too many people refuse to stand up, speak up, and refuse to give up. And that's got to change.
So this is important, folks. I'm going to ask you to please go to standwithpaxton.com. That's the website. And send that to your friends. It has my minute and a half or minute and 40 second video there. And then it's got a list of all the things that Paxton has done well. And by the way, he sued, he led the states in suing on the opium deal. And they got a huge settlement off that. He sued the big tech corporations. He sued Biden administration, I don't know, dozens of times in one. He shut down. He's done tremendous in fighting Biden. The Biden administration's totally against him. Anytime the Biden administration comes out with some screwball idea, Paxton and his team file suit against it. So he's been.
And when it came to gender
procedures,
he declared and said, that's child abuse and we're coming after you. So right. He had the courage to take a very public, high profile stand. And that's why he's taken so many arrows. Because he's not afraid to stand up and speak up on the issues that are important to us.
He also has been strong on election integrity. And mm-hmm. He knows the politicians around the state, Democrat and some Republicans, use the election process illegally with illegal ballots by mail, and also illegal use of the computers. And we've seen what happened in Harris County, how the Democrats who ran the thing completely undermined that whole process so that they literally stole the election from 20 or 25 Republican state countywide candidates. And you're suing all that. And I'm hoping that, we're going to be able to win some victories there to prove indeed that you can't trust the result of the elections when these Democrats pull the shenanigans that they pulled in Harris County. It was just totally, I mean, from start to finish, these guys were totally dishonest and disrupted the election. And if we let them do that, friend, we'll be a third world country and a third world state, and they'll turn Texas blue, and you'll have the Democrats in there and all the wokeness, the stuff that, I don't know whether you saw this, Jared, here's how woke California is. They said they're going to give all African-Americans, any blacks that had lived in California for a certain number of years, $1.2 million apiece. They had a committee established by the legislature to give them their recommendations. That's what's been recommended. So you could see this could happen in Texas, you know, if we let the Democrats take over. And they're going to promote, the surgery and mutilation of children, which is child abuse. They're going to promote drag queens. Almost every Democrat voted to support drag queens in schools and in libraries. I mean, these guys are terrible, and these are the guys that are after Paxton, this group. And that's why Jared and I have taken a strong stand to stand with Paxton. We want to ask you to do that. Thank you for your leadership, Jared, and thank each one of you for joining us today. Go to standwithpaxton.com and do me a favor, send that to all your friends, and let's call your state senators starting today and tell them we want to keep Ken Paxton, our attorney general. Thanks for joining us, and thank you again, Jared. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Dr. Hotze Report at the intersection of medicine and politics with Dr. Stephen Hotze as your host. Join us again for the Dr. Hotze Report every Monday, 4 p.m. Central on Brighteon.tv.